Welcome to the Chicks Talkin' Footy Joy Podcast, sponsored by The Pancake Parlour, supporting AFL women since day one. Lovely.
On the line is number 35 for the Melbourne Football Club, and that is Kat Phillips. Welcome to Chicks Talking Footy.
Thank you.
Now, Kat, big couple of days coming up for you, three more days and then you're on the field?
Yeah, definitely. Right. It's all come on very quickly. We're all looking forward to getting out there finally. We've had a long time training and I think everyone can't wait to get out there and play.
With your training, are you like the guys' teams that they start off just with running and weights and all that sort of stuff and then move on to playing with the balls, or do you always have a ball in your hand?
Yeah, we don't have a lot of time together at all. I think we only have 25 trainings between, you know, the beginning of November and now. So we got a ball in hand right from the beginning. I think with a lot of the girls coming from a non-footballing background or not having played all the way through, and without having the developmental pathway there, a lot of girls can do with more time with a ball in hand. So we've kind of been doing that right from the beginning.
Good one. Now, you were originally drafted in 2016 as a rookie, but you've fast moved on to be one of the pivotal players in the team. So how quickly did it take you to jump up into the main bunch?
Oh, look, I don't know if I feel like that yet. I know I've always got a lot to work on and a lot that I want to keep getting better at. But I think Melbourne were very good at making everyone on the team feel very comfortable with their role and know what we were meant to do on the field and where we belonged in the team. I felt very happy, you know, right from round one that I knew what to do and I knew how to fit into the team and what they wanted me to do. But, you know, I'm always looking to keep on improving and keep on pushing up. We've got a really great midfield that, you know, a really good goal for me to aim for, and so I'm keeping on thinking about where I can improve and where I can get to.
You flash down that wing and you're quite the speedster, aren't you? Now, your Uncle Damien, your favourite Uncle Damien, I imagine, he's told me you're a lifelong Pies supporter, as he is. So how did you go when you played against them last year for the first time?
Yeah, I have grown up going for Collingwood. I found it quite a lot of fun playing against them. I knew that my family would be pretty torn, but I really wanted to go out. You know, it gave me a bit more to play for, wanting to beat the team that I've gone for growing up.
So you went hard.
Yeah, I definitely did. Bit more of a rivalry there, I think.
Now, Kat, back here, I've taken to stats this week. It's a new thing for me.
Yep.
I've never been into stats before.
She's brought the prospectus.
But I've got the prospectus and I like to learn things. Now, did you know this of yourself, that of the 38 players in the AFLW last year who averaged at least one shot at goal, you were the equal sixth best shot at goal accuracy?
No, I didn't know that. I haven't really gone through much of the data from the AFLW, but
we'll send you the prospectus.
No, I'll
thank you.
You're starring in there.
I can tell you all kinds of things about yourself. I just thought you might want to know that. I don't want that to put pressure on you. Like, I don't want you to drop to seventh best.
No, we want you to go up.
No. You've got to go up.
You've got to go up.
For sure.
Yeah. I'll keep working on it.
I want to see you at least fifth by the end of the year.
Now, Kat, just looking at everything that you do, you're a mechanical engineer, and you've also played ultimate frisbee for Australia.
Several times.
I have. I've been doing that for a long time.
Yeah. So tell us about ultimate frisbee. I've actually played this game. What got you involved in frisbee?
Yeah, I played a lot of netball growing up, and then I went along. I had a couple of people I knew needed a fill-in one time for ultimate, and they dragged me along to it. I had a bit of a laugh and thought, you know, all right, I'll give it a go. And then I was able to take what I had from netball and turn it to ultimate pretty quickly and picked it up very well. And I just really loved it. It's quite different to anything else I'd played before, quite unique. There are no umpires at any level.
Wow.
Which means that, yeah, you have to learn to communicate with the other team and respect your opponent, and that's quite obviously different to anything else that you might play competitively.
I can't imagine how that works. How does that get policed?
They're so used to being policed.
Yeah, what if there's completely opposing opinions?
The way they've made the game work is that if you don't agree with the other team, you kind of go back to where you last agreed on it. You know, if one team thought that... Yeah, so you can't really get ahead by doing the wrong thing, and people will trust that the other team are making the call that they think is correct.
Wow.
But, yeah, if you don't agree, you just move on and kind of keep playing.
We need to run society like this.
Oh, no, I mean, it's not into it. I'm not down with that. It'd be mayhem if we tried to run society like that.
Kat, did you play football when you were younger, or is football a brand new thing in your life?
Brand new. I used to kick to kick with Damien a bit when we went to the footy with my uncle, but apart from that, I never played. I followed footy a lot, so, you know, I knew how to play, but it's a bit different knowing how to play from watching and then getting out there and doing it.
So how do you go from not playing to being in the AFLW?
She got drafted.
Yeah, I got drafted. Melbourne gave me a phone call one day and said, here you are. I've got a big running background, and I played a lot of other sport growing up, and I went along to an AFL draft combine where they did a talent day, and I performed well at that, and then Melbourne gave me a call and said, you know, do you want to learn to play? And I played in the VFL for a couple of games before that, and got a bit of a handle on, you know, how to play on the wing and what to do on the field.
So what was your strength when you were, say, at that combine? What made Melbourne sit up and give you a call?
I think I've got a pretty good blend of being good at endurance running, and then I'm also pretty quick, which maybe people normally have one or the other. And that's what Melbourne liked, that I'm able to run out a game, but then I'm also, pretty quick out of the contest if I need to be.
And can I ask you about your handballing skills?
You can. Oh, no. Damien forgot that, didn't he?
He's quite the chatterer. He's been giving me good information. Do you want to tell us a story about why you're so skilled in handball?
Well, Damien, I think after game one or two last year, Damien gave me a call and bombarded me on the phone with all the things I did wrong with my handballing and how I had to improve. And then I...
Uncle Damo.
Yeah, thanks. I would thank him for that a lot. But the role that I worked in... last year when I played my first round of AFLW, I worked with Justin Madden, the Carlton footballer, I think.
Yeah.
And he offered to help me out with anything I needed, help me out with my handballing. He told me that if I wanted a long career, never go in for a hard ball again. so I think that's what he lived by when he played footy.
So you used to just practice handball or something while he's teaching you, you know, tricks of the trade.
Yeah, so it's pretty good having him to learn from while I was at work. Go out at lunchtime and pick up what I could.
You would probably handball straight into his knees. He's a giant, isn't he?
He is a very, very big man.
Now, people are predicting Melbourne's going to have a great season this year. Premiership favourite, some might say. Does the team feel the pressure when you hear statements like that?
No, we don't really look at anything going on outside our team. I think the group of girls that we've got and the coaches that we've got and the leadership team, they're very focused on what we can bring and what we want to work on. So I personally haven't felt any pressure. It hasn't come up, you know, with the girls. We don't really talk about it. We're very happy that we'll just go out there and play our brand of footy.
Great.
And, you know, do what we can from there.
Now, how's my favourite... second favourite, sorry, at Melbourne. You're my one.
Nice save, buddy.
Thank you.
Lily Mithen going. Is she ready to
go? Lily's great. Yeah, a lot of fun all the time. We all love having her around the club and a very hard worker at training all the time. Lily's put in a huge amount of work throughout the pre-season and she's looking really good.
She's unbelievable. The way she was just at the bottom of the pack, she was such a terrier.
Yeah, every time. Yeah,
brilliant. Brilliant.
Yeah, well, I love being on the wing with her in the middle. She'll get the ball out every time and then get it out to me pretty quickly.
Yeah, I think the Melbourne midfield's looking a bit dangerous, which is good.
Yeah. All right, it's good for me.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks so much, Kat, for your time today, and we wish you all the best for the season ahead, and we're looking forward to seeing what evolves this season with Melbourne and also the other AFLW teams, and we appreciate your time on Chicks Talking Footy.
Best of luck.
No problem.
Thanks, Kat.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kat. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.